Assurance Builders, this is Deborah. Can I help you?
Hey, Deborah. This is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff here. I was trying to get in contact with John here not too long ago.
Okay. Yeah, you can talk to me. John's still out of the office. I'm his business partner.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, him and I actually spoke here it was early of last week, and he was talking about an SBA loan that he currently had, and apparently they started collecting collateral there, and he wasn't too happy with the situation. Just kind of wanted to touch base with him here, just kind of see where he was at with that whole situation. If you guys wanted to proceed to kind of see what programs and what we could do for you there. He just seemed a little irritated with the situation you guys had going on at the moment.
Yeah, we have an SBA loan with the federal government, and so the issue was is that they were supposed to put collateralize our house for the loan, but turns out that regardless of how much we owe on the loan, they're still collateralizing the entire amount. And so we tried to refinance our home, and they told us we were upside down on it because we borrowed $150, and yet we don't even owe $150, and they won't, you know, we've got some issues with the banks looking at it like it's a lien on the property. So I guess what he asked me to give you a call and talk to you about it. You know, although I'm not happy with it, unless, you know, there's some overriding reason why we should switch, like the interest rate is better or it's non-collateralized or what, you know, I'm not, you know, really sure exactly what you offer.
And that was kind of one of the things that got him and I talking. The working capital program that we have here is completely unsecured. It's unsecured cash. There's no collateral. There's nothing that you guys have to put up to get into that program. It's just going to kind of depend on the situation here. He told me that you guys had it was about a 6-7% rate on that SBA. He wasn't quite sure on the exact number there. You said it was an SBA for $150,000, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he told me you guys had $80K remaining, or you had $80K still.
No, we have 40 of it still in the bank, and we owe probably the outstanding right now to the SBA is 127. So, but we still have 40 of it in the bank. So, you know,
okay,
that's where he came up with the 80.
I see. And what was it you guys were maybe looking to do here then? He was telling me your sales last year was right around 900K. You guys were on track to do a million, so you guys are definitely trending upward. You said really good credit in the high sevens. You guys have been in business for 18 years. So just based off of those three conditions for the working capital, most of the weight is going to be on the sales. And we're able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% off your top line. So if you guys did around 900K, I mean, we're able to probably free up for you anywhere from about 90 to about 135,000, roughly speaking. I just wanted to kind of know what you guys had planned. If you guys wanted to proceed, what you guys were looking to do, did you just... You just wanted to get out of the situation that required collateral, or was there any other...
Well, we didn't want our... Yeah, you know, the collateral issue was fine as long as it wasn't ridiculous, and, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm not willing to collateralize something that we don't even owe that amount, you know,
mm-hmm.
so... But I think the issue that I have, to be honest with you, is, you know, I am reluctant to change. We didn't make 900,000 in sales last year. It was about 650,000. So, I mean, he's not the one that does the books or the finances. So it was not 900,000. It was about 650 to 660. So,
okay.
I mean, obviously that changes things. And we used to be doing 1.2 to 1.5, and we've had several years of under a million in the last few years. Like, I think
mm-hmm.
the year before was 925 and 14, and then last year was 6 because we had a major issue with several employees. So, you know, I can't guarantee we're going to make 900,000 this year. So, you know, I don't want to go ahead with something that, you know, I'm going to end up in the same interest rate again and, you know, pay ridiculous closing costs and everything just to find out we're not any better than we were right now.
Yeah.
So,
no, I totally get where you're coming from. I mean, we do have a match or beat policy here as well. So if they did give you guys that quote, you guys could definitely send that in if you did decide to apply with the application, and we can take that to the underwriting department, and they'll definitely take that into consideration. You said you actually did around 650 last year. Are you on track to do right around the same this year?
Let me look at where we're at this year right now.
Yeah,
we're obviously having a better year. We had to fire our general manager. He went and started his own company and was doing that while he worked here, so it was awesome.
Wow. Was he tarnishing your business at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a court date in about 2 weeks, so
I was just about to say, let's take some action on that. Wow.
Oh yeah, we did. He's actually in front of a judge in 2 weeks from the Register of Contractors for operating without a license, you know, and stuff. So
it's
not a good year.
Yeah.
It was one of those years where you're like, okay, let's
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it sounds like his business ain't gonna be lasting much longer either. So
no, it's not.
So you guys said you were trending just a little bit upward.
I'll get that for you right now. I'll just tell you where we're at right now as of this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can contact.
Okay, so as of July, which it is right now, our income statement is $438,000. So middle of the year. So we're halfway there already. So we're close to $900,000 if it stayed the same way the rest of the year.
I see. And is it kind of just vary throughout the year, or is it pretty consistent for what your business is?
No, we were slow in the first quarter, and we've been super busy second and the beginning of third quarter. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it just depends. Construction is construction. So.
No, yeah, I totally get you. I kind of got a good grasp for the situation that you guys have. Depending on what you guys were looking to take on, if you did want to maybe look into getting out of the loan, the SBA that you were currently in, just to kind of avoid the collateral and all of that, I actually have a rep here that actually kind of specializes in that department here. If you'd like to get just some harder information and just some better expectation for what it is we possibly could do for you, I can have him transferred over to you right now, and he can just kind of give you a better understanding for what programs that we could offer you.
Okay.
Perfect. Just hold one moment, please. Thank you.
Hello, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Deborah with Assurance Builders. I was just talking to Tyler.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, good. So Tyler was filling me in a little on what's going on. He's still a little new here, so figured I'd get on, give you a little feedback. So he says you guys have a current loan right now where the issue is that they want to attach collateral to it, and you're not looking to do that. Is that the case?
Well, it wasn't that. It is collateralized on all our personal assets, like our home and our rental and stuff, which is fine, but we get that when we started. But what happened was when we went to refinance our home, the banks didn't look at it as collateral. They looked at it as a lien on the property instead of collateral, and so they wouldn't let us refinance and basically said, you're upside down on your home, and we're like, what? No, that wasn't what we understood at all. And so, and the other part of it is, regardless of what we owe on it, like I think we owe $117,000 on it, they still are leaning $150,000, even though we don't owe $150,000. So
they're leaning the full amount, regardless of what the balance is,
until the loan's paid off, which is ridiculous. So we think that's ridiculous. So
okay, so. Couple questions just so I can fully understand kind of where you're coming from here. Are you still kind of in need to, are you looking to just pay that balance off so you are able to refinance on the home?
Well, I think, John, just the interest rate's fairly high at 7.5%. And it's adjustable prime plus 4.25, and so 7.5, I don't know what, you know, the interest rates on things you're offering are, if they're in the same range or higher. We're not looking to change if the interest rates are the same. So
okay.
I think John was looking more for, he's my partner, was looking more for things that maybe were less intense collaterally and better interest rates. But, you know, based on what I understand, typically of non-collateralized loans are typically higher interest rate because of that. So
exactly that. And I don't want to give you any, you know, false expectations here. Basically, you know, what we do offer are unsecured loans. Because they are unsecured, they do cost a little more than, you know, something that is collateralized. So really, you know, you have an SBA loan at, you know, 7%. That's a really good loan to have. The issue with, you know, the collateral being tied to it, that's really the only difference that we can offer you is an unsecured loan. The interest rate would be higher than what you're working with right now, though.
Okay.
I think the only time that it might make sense for you is if you're trying to completely pay that off to allow you to do something else.
Okay.
And in that case, you'd have to be willing to pay a little more to get to that point.
Okay.
So really, that's what we would be, that is what I see us being able to offer you at this point. You know, probably getting it would be unsecured cash that you could use however you want. So you could use it to pay off that entire balance and, you know, open up your opportunities moving forward so you don't have the lien placed on the home. But, you know, with that being honest, it's going to be higher than that 7%.
Like what, 10, 12, 14?
Yeah, you know, and it would depend on kind of the term that you want to attach to it. How long is the term on your current loan?
7.5 years.
Okay, so this one, it would be much shorter.
Okay.
And then the actual rate that would go along with it is going to vary depending on the term that you choose. It can range anywhere from 3 months, you know, extremely short, to 3 years.
Okay.
And kind of what we do, our process, to give you an idea, is we qualify you for the largest amount, and we qualify you for the longest term, and then work backwards from there. You choose how much you want to use, and you choose the term that matches kind of like your payback schedule.
Okay.
Typically, we start at about 10 cents on the dollar and work from there.
Okay. Yeah, I think, I don't think that's going to be what we're really looking for then. I know
sure.
He's my husband. He's looking into things. But I, you know, based on what I typically know of, unsecured loans are usually higher interest rate because they're a risk. And so
exactly.
You know, we don't really want to pay 10, 12% on things and have to pay it quickly. So that's the SBA is annoying but not horrible. So.
And I would agree with you fully on that.
Okay. I think we're good with what we've got, and I really appreciate your time in explaining that to me.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Now you guys, you're a general contractor, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you run into, you know, projects where you have startup costs and you have like a net 60, net 90, anything like that?
We do have a line of credit with our bank right now as well.
Okay.
So we do use that. We have $100,000 line of credit with Chase Bank. So we don't really have any credit needs in that regard as much. Most of the work we do is residential, and so because it is residential, it's not that net 60-90 like most commercial projects.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I don't think that we have need for that either, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, I thought I'd just, you know, throw it out there. That usually is the position where these sort of things make the most sense. If
okay.
you know, you have that situation where it pops up and the line of credit isn't there, it's utilized, or it's not enough,
okay.
that's when this sort of thing makes sense.
Okay.
But what I'll do is, yeah, and it's always good to have, you know, secondary options too. You know, if you do come up, you know, you come across a larger than usual project, it would be something that would probably make sense there. But I think right now, you know, currently from the discussion we have, we probably don't have anything, you know, right now that would, you know, suit your interest.
Okay.
But what I'd like to do is maybe have Tyler keep in touch with you guys maybe, you know, every couple of months, just to see if something does come up. Because if it does, you know, we'd love to work with you guys. You guys seem like you have stuff together. You know, anytime you have an SBA loan, you got to go through that whole process and qualify. You're definitely going to qualify for what we have.
Yeah, SBA is something else.
Yeah. So, tell me about it. I know.
So yeah, we definitely have good credit and everything. No question. It's just how to make it work for us. So, okay, yeah. If he could keep in contact with us, that'd be fine.
Absolutely. I'll have him send you guys just kind of a brief email with, you know, kind of like the contact information. And then we'll just touch base every couple of months or so.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Deborah. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.